right. Croke Park at 20-6 of a Sunday evening. National final and final whistle's gone. And Dublin won, so kind of business as usual. Yeah, Dublin by 4 in the Division 1 final. And you'll have to say they deserved it well. Because after Niall Scully got sent off, and that was well, with 20 minutes to go or thereabouts, Dublin really looked to have them... Galway looked to have them rattled at that stage. Dublin were starting to make errors. The first and only chant of Galway, Galway went around the crowd, and it looked as if they might do it. The Walsh got a fantastic leveller at that stage to pull the, you know, to get them into the position that they should have been able to push on. But you know, really at that stage, and this is the thing about Galway, I think, is that they just didn't have the leaders to do it. Nobody stood up, and Dublin didn't really look like a team that were a man down for the last 20 minutes, because they had a lot of possession ball in that time, and they were able to hold on to the ball. They were able to get their kickouts away, and Dublin or Galway inexplicably turned on the hard man stuff. There was they started playing the man rather than the ball at the end when they desperately needed the ball back. Comer got a fantastic score to reduce the gap to a point with about 5 minutes to go. But then in injury time, he assaulted Kilkenny in front of the Cusack here and wasted about a good minute of his own time, and they're already in injury time at that stage, you know, and seemed to be absolutely incredulous that Anthony Nolan was going to book him for it. So anyway, that's it. Dublin won, and you'd have to say they did deserve it. Some of their tackling at the end in injury time was just fantastic, and I think that showed that the hunger is still there, and here they are getting the cup for the fifth time in the last 6 years. So their thirst isn't slaked at all yet, lads. You know, now the thing is, it was a poor match, I thought, overall, and it was. You just wondered that. Clearly, we're not going to see that kind of football in summer. I wouldn't want to, really, because not too many people are going to pay to see it. And there were only 36,000 people here today, which is very, very poor turnout for a league final. 14 men behind the ball for a lot of it. There was an awful lot of passing up shots. I mean, I saw there was a few situations. You had Kieran Kilkenny in the first half, Brian Howard in the second half, and there are other ones as well where, you know, you get free 20 yards out, you're a forward, and you don't go for the score, like you go for yet another hand pass. And I see Kieran Kelly got mad at the match for, you know, his there's the cup being presented now, but he got mad at the match for his masterclass of running back and over across the pitch and hand passing 150 times. Very hard to say anything about Dublin, I think, on the back of it. They're still missing a lot of people, and James McCarthy went off injured in the first half. So, you know, Conor Callaghan is just back as well in the second half. He made a difference when he came on. I thought Mannion was the best forward. Actually, Mannion was the best player. Mannion was dangerous. Mannion was always ready to shoot. Defence-wise, I'd say they were good. Galway were disappointing. I thought, you know, and if you look at the you know, players like Brannigan, who has been very good this spring, was utterly anonymous today. He just completely did not feature at all today. And then you see through that team, they still have players like Bradshaw is still there, Conroy is still there as well. Sorry, Armstrong was named to start but didn't come on. Later on, they brought Gary O'Donnell as well. And I think from our perspective, we're looking at these guys. These guys were in the team. We were beating the living crap out of them. So I think from our perspective, I'd go away a lot happier after today's match. I didn't think Galway showed a whole fight. They were good in the first half. They stuck with Dublin in the first half, but really in the second half, I thought when they really needed to stand up, when you really needed the players, they didn't have them. Didn't have the leaders. Anyway, that's it. That's that one over. Ross and Cavan was an incredible match. 4-16 to 4-12. So if the Division 1 game was an overly cagey, overly defensive game, you couldn't say that about Division 2 final. Incredible match. we came, Cavan were 3-1 to, I think, 10 points or something like, absolutely bizarre. Fair play to Roscommon. It looked like they had won it twice and then threw it away twice, but I came away with a good win in the end. They clearly have work to do in defence there. Midfield, you know, doesn't look any better than it's looked in previous years, so I think they're still bailing water there. And I think Enda Smith, who came on and stuff, I don't know, was he injured or what? He made a difference when he came on, but I think Smith is going to have to play midfield for them again. Forwards are still good though, you know, the Merchants are good, and like it's certainly a 4-16 and Proper is a damn good score to put up. And I think from Roscommon's point of view, if you look at how their 2017 finished on this very ground, with us beating the living daylights out of them, Kevin McStay said that day afterwards that they were a better team than that. That wasn't a fair reflection of their work. And if you look at what they've done since, you know, they've had a great run through Division 2. They finished it with a Division 2 title, and they're back in Division 1 at the first attempt. Plus, they've got a great draw in Connacht yet again. So they're guaranteed a place in the Connacht final. And they're not, even though they're not guaranteed a place in the Super 8s, they really are, you know, a hell of a lot closer to it than we are starting off. So I think they'll be very, very happy with their league. They'll certainly be happy with today. And it's a good chance we're going to be seeing Roscommon play a fair bit of ball as the year goes by. Anyway, that's it. That's the league over. We had no dog in the fight draw today, so we came without any colours at all and giving out about the lack of quality on shore. So many places. So it's actually kind of nice to be here without being having your nerves jangling. But anyway, that's it. Look at final whistle. As I said, the final whistle's blown. Dublin have won again. Here we go. Summer's coming, guys. Well, we're out.